Photo by Francis E. Price. The Atlanta Constitution. Monday, the 13th of October, 1913. Page 3, Column 2. Mrs. Jessie B. Gwynne. Mrs. Jessie Brock Gwynne, who has found that wealth and automobiles do not always make a girl happy, and who longs for the fiance who is not wealthy, instead of the husband who is, sat on her front porch for just about 2 minutes Sunday afternoon. She had consented to pose for a pleacher. It seemed to the photographer that the attractive little blonde head would turn this way and that every second, and that he had to snap his pictures between movements. The neighbors just seem head over heels in curiosity, and they won't let me come out of the house, she explained. She was watching then that no one should come walking by to get a sight of her. Everybody looks at her. The 17-year-old girl who last Monday ran away with John Henry Gwynne 3 days after she had become engaged to Fred Bagwell, and who left her husband last Friday, is the center of attraction in the Larkin Street neighborhood. It used to be that when she came and went about her business, that only the masculine neighbors turned to look at her. They could not help it, because she is good to look at, and really she didn't mind just a fleeting glance. Now they all stare, and never seem to take their eyes off her. It's worse than the crowds at the Frank trial, she said, and I've had to stay in the house all day, and it's so pretty outdoors too. The bride of a week is hoping that the courts will listen to the demands of her father, J.W. Brock, and annul the marriage. She discovered that after all, she loves Fred Bagwell and can be happy with no other man, and Fred still carries the marriage license in his pocket. He had bought one on Monday and was to have been married to her that night, but instead she was persuaded to marry Gwynne Monday afternoon. I never can tell how I ever came to marry John Henry, the girl said. He and his friends got around me when I met at lunch that day, and when I wouldn't promise to marry him, they persuaded me to get in the auto and take a ride, and they went straight to the ordinary and got a license. Then they told me that they'd never speak to me if I didn't get married right then. Easy to persuade. Oh, I must be easy to persuade, for somehow I couldn't refuse, and before I knew it, Judge E.H. Orr had tied the knot. Then I burst into tears. I realized what I had done, but it was too late, and I tried for 5 days to make the best of it. What will happen in the romantic affair today is something that can only be guessed at. Gwynne, who is the son of the shoeman at 6 Lucky Street, has employed Monday and Cornwell, attorneys in the Kaiser Building, and is preparing to file proceedings for divorce. Mr. Brock is going to start suit for an annulment of the hasty marriage on the ground that his daughter is a minor and married without his consent.